Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, September the 25th, Pope Francis calls on Christians to put Jesus at the centre of their lives and become bread of tenderness and mercy for all. The Holy Father appeals for concrete actions for peace in Myanmar, Ukraine and Cameroon. And Italians go to the polls in a divisive general election. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Francis presided over Holy Mass in the southern Italian city of Matera at the conclusion of the 27th National Eucharistic Congress, reminding Christians there is no Eucharistic worship without compassion for the poor. Echoing the theme of the Congress, the Pope invited Christians to return to the taste of bread, to remember that while this earthly existence of ours is being consumed, the Eucharist anticipates the promise of resurrection and guides us towards the new life that conquers death. After having reflected on the Gospel of Luke, the Pope said, "The Gospel we have just heard tells us that bread is not always shared on the table of the world."
Ci dice che non sempre sulla tavola del mondo il pane è condiviso.
It does not always emanate the fragrance of communion. It is not always broken in justice.
Non sempre è spezzato nella giustizia.
He went on to explain that the Eucharist reminds us of the primacy of God and warns that the all too common religion we see today that places having and appearing at the center of our lives, in the end, leaves us empty-handed. Here then, he said, is the challenge that the Eucharist offers to our lives, to worship God and not oneself.
Adorare Dio e non se stessi.
The Eucharist, he continued, calls us to love our brothers and sisters. This bread, he said, is the sacrament of love. It is Christ who offers himself and breaks himself for us and asks us to do the same. The Pope decried the fact that this parable is still the story of our day. The injustices, the inequalities, the unequal distribution of the earth's resources, the abuse of the powerful against the weak, the indifference to the cries of the poor, the abyss we dig every day, generating marginalization, cannot, he said, leave us indifferent. And he called on Christians to recognize that the Eucharist is the prophecy of a new world. It is the presence of Jesus that asks us to commit ourselves so that an effective conversion may take place. From indifference to compassion, from waste to sharing, from selfishness to love, from individualism to fraternity. And at the conclusion of that celebration, the Pope appealed to the world for prayers for the people of Myanmar and for Ukraine, where civil unrest and violence continue to claim victims. He also prayed for the liberation of 8 people kidnapped in Cameroon, including 5 priests and a religious sister. Thaddeus Jones reports.
Penso in particolare a tanti problemi del mondo e al Myanmar.
Speaking before leading the Angelus prayer at the conclusion of the Mass in Matera, the Pope said he's thinking of Myanmar, where for more than 2 years that noble country, he said, has been martyred by serious armed clashes and violence, which have caused many victims and displaced persons. The Pope said this week he heard the cry of grief at the death of children in a bombed school, saying may the cry of these little ones not go unheard, and that these tragedies must not happen. Thousands have been killed since Myanmar's military seized power in February 2021.
Maria, Regina della Pace, conforti il martoriato popolo ucraino.
The Pope also reiterated his concern and closeness with the people of Ukraine and called for solutions to the 7-month-old war. He invoked Mary, Queen of Peace, to comfort the martyred Ukrainian people and appealed for action from international leaders that they may find willpower to immediately find effective initiatives to end the war. Pope Francis also said he joins in the appeal of the bishops of Cameroon for the liberation of 8 people kidnapped in the Diocese of Mamfe, including 5 priests and a religious sister. He said he's praying for them and for the populations of the ecclesiastical province of Bamenda, and may the Lord give peace to hearts and to the social life of that dear country. The priests and the religious sister were reportedly kidnapped by unknown assailants who set fire to a church on Friday in western Cameroon, one of the areas suffering unrest where separatists have been waging war against the federal authorities for 5 years now.
La Chiesa celebra la giornata mondiale del migrante e del rifugiato.
Pope Francis also recalled that today the church celebrates the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. He encouraged everyone to contribute to building the future with migrants and refugees, citing the theme of this year's day, saying, "Let us renew our commitment to building the future in accordance with God's plan, a future in which every person may find his or her place and be respected, in which migrants, refugees, displaced persons, and the victims of human trafficking may live in peace and with dignity." And finally, just before flying back to Rome, the Pope made a surprise visit to the nearby Don Giovanni Mele soup kitchen, where he greeted staff and blessed their new building. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Pope Francis's appeal to end the war in Ukraine came after Ukraine's president urged Russian soldiers to surrender and pledged they would be treated in a civilized manner. His reiterated appeals came as Russia plans to send an additional 300,000 reservists to the front lines after suffering significant battlefield setbacks. And as Stefan Boss reports, referendums are underway in occupied territories to quickly make them part of Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to Russian troops to run away or surrender at the front. He added that it is better to surrender to Ukraine peacefully than to be killed by their weapons or risk being tried as a war criminal after the conflict. It comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed legislation providing up to 10 years imprisonment for those who surrender voluntarily. Nearly 2,000 anti-war protesters detained Saturday and earlier in the week in Russia also risk long prison terms. However, President Zelensky pledged that Ukraine would treat deserters in line with international conventions and would not return anyone to Russia if afraid of repercussions. President Zelensky also condemned referendums being held since Friday in 4 occupied territories of Ukraine on whether to join Russia. He says that the world will react absolutely justly to pseudo-referendums. They will definitely be condemned. And the criminal mobilization that the occupiers are currently trying to carry out in Crimea and other parts of Ukraine they still control. These are not just crimes against international law and the law of Ukraine. He referred to the ongoing mobilization by Moscow of 300,000 Russian reservists to fight in Ukraine. Zelensky warned that his motivating forces had already liberated about 9,000 square kilometers, or 3,475 square miles, encompassing some 400 settlements. As fighting continues, there have been several international attempts to bring the war to an end, including by the United Nations and Turkey. While that resulted in grain shipments being resumed, there seems no appetite yet between Ukraine and Russia to end Europe's largest armed conflict since World War II. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Italians were voting on Sunday in a general election that is forecast to return the country's most right-wing government since World War II, led by its first female prime minister ever. A right-wing alliance led by Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy party appeared on course for a clear victory when the last opinion polls were published 2 weeks earlier. Susie Hodges has more.
Giorgia Meloni's Fratelli d'Italia, or Brothers of Italy party, is the leading force in a right-wing alliance that includes Matteo Salvini's Lega party and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia. Meloni's party was projected to win 25% of the vote in this election, which marks a meteoric rise from the 4% share her party won in the last general election in 2018. This election is being held 6 months early after the National Unity government led by Mario Draghi collapsed in July following political infighting. In the run-up to the vote, Meloni was helped by the failure of left-leaning and centre parties to form an alliance, despite several attempts by the leading left-wing Democratic Party. Meloni has played down her party's post-fascist roots and portrays it as a mainstream conservative group. But her campaign motto, God, Fatherland and Family, is an old slogan adopted by the fascists. She has campaigned against gay rights lobbies and called for a naval blockade of Libya to halt immigration by boat to Italy. On Russia, Meloni backs Western sanctions against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. And more recently, she has softened her past criticisms of the European Union. But there are divisions between Meloni and her two allies on the issue of the Ukraine conflict. Salvini has criticised Western sanctions against Moscow, calling them ineffective, whilst Berlusconi sparked anger in recent days when he appeared to defend the invasion of Ukraine, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin had been pushed into the conflict. Both men have had close links to Putin in recent years. Whilst much of the campaign was dominated by rows over Russia's war and Europe, surveys show that the overriding concern for most voters is the soaring cost of energy. For Vatican Radio, I'm Susie Hodges reporting.
Much of the Philippines is on high alert as a super typhoon begins lashing the country's eastern islands. Forecasters say Typhoon Noru has built up winds of up to 240 kilometres per hour after an explosive intensification as it hits the Polillo Islands and heads west towards the main island of Luzon. It could cause landslides, flash flooding and dangerous storm surges, including in the capital, Manila. People in high-risk areas have been told to evacuate. And in Canada, power lines have been downed and houses washed into the sea after Storm Fiona battered the coastline. One woman is missing after being washed out to sea in Newfoundland. Fiona was downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm on Friday. Such weather events are rare in Canada. The military has been deployed to Nova Scotia to help with the cleanup operation. And in the US, authorities and residents in Florida are reportedly keeping a cautious eye on Tropical Storm Ian as it rumbles through the Caribbean. It's expected to continue gaining strength and become a major hurricane in the coming days on a forecast track towards the state. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. You can join us again tomorrow for more at this same time. Meanwhile, you can follow these stories and others on our web portal at www.vaticannews.va, as well as follow our Facebook page and Twitter feed. My thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.